A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. Listen to this podcast for a special code that you can use to get special discounts at GoDaddy.com.
Straight from the gutter.
Hello, A. Oh, hey, Annie.
She's straight from the gutter.
A turd.
She's straight from the gutter.
Hello, everyone. It's Madge. I'm fat. Dyke. Hello. You know, I think I'm going to put my adjustment on this thing back to where it was before. As you can tell, I'm home. That's the Trotskill in the background playing with his little mousey. He was asleep. He was totally asleep. And then as soon as he says, oh, Madge is doing her show, then it's time to just... Oops. I threw it into the bedroom. Plonkety plunk. So anyway, hi, how you doing? This is Madge. Listen, I got a really, really long show for you today. And you don't finna want to miss it because we have the rails for the entire remainder of the show after I get past what I have to get past. And... sorry, that was Pat. And, where were we? Oh, my psychotic breakdown. Rights. Mostly twice. Your mother stinks. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. It's just there's this echo, you know, in the headphones. I like it, though. Anyway, so, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, here's the story. So, we're gonna have real chops, and we're gonna have Andy Melton. We got some revelations. He's actually going to let us know his waist size. You won't want to miss that. We're also gonna talk about Martin Luther King Day, Cheryl. And you got basically way too much Cheryl and other people. All right, so. Like the day since I forget who else we called. Sorry. All right, so now. The reason I'm talking, normally I would just go straight to the program. The program is the way into wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio says. Okay, but we have a little issue, a little, not a retraction. I've actually never had to do this, but, you know, we have this wonderful person named Carlos, who was on the first part of this call that I'm about to play for you. And let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to find the email. So, anyway, there was some confusion, and I want to read a letter from Carlos, and I think he feels really bad about some of the things he said. So I'm going to read this. Okay, here it is. Okay, Mary. Well, he actually said Maria, because that's the Spanish. Okay. Okay, I'll just read it. He said to read the comments on my blog, but I didn't have a comment on my blog, did I? On the Yeast Radio, did I have a comment from the Carlos? I don't see one. Let's see. Comments. Do I see anything from this Carlos business? David, no. Gay expert. Gus C, which I don't appreciate, because Gus C, you know, just kidding. I know it's not the same. Freak Network, Gay Expat, Steve, Chris, Stang, Madge, Andy, Lardacia. No, sorry. All right, so Carlos, I'm just going to read the letter you gave me, which maybe it's going to be another issue, but okay, I'm just going to do it. Maria, meaning me, Mary. The motherfucking yuppies at the Mexican Creative Commons just responded. Don't know if your show worked as sort of a magic ritual and... By the way, yes, it did. This is me, just on my little aside. Of course it did. I'm a lesbian goddess. Duh. or something. Turns out the fuck we're just... But you can all be goddesses, you know. It's all in you, just like when you put things in your vagina or something. Turns out the fucks were just too goddamn busy. Shit is going forward. It's a good project, and you'll be proud of me for the results. I swear, even if I have to collude with these wonderful people. The friend who was supposed to send me some shit... linking Fulton and Fulton to Hildebrando, Mexican IT consultancy for the Federal Electoral Institute, owned by Felipe Calderon's brother-in-law, Diego Zavala. What the fuck is this, Carlos? I don't understand. Okay, let's get to the point. I don't understand this. What's weird is that the Creative Commons people, the one who I thought was shilling for Calderon, is actually publishing these connections. Goes to show you. You just can't go on speculation alone. Like I told you, Carlos. Remember I said you can't just guess? That's why conspiracy theorists get in trouble. Because it sounds plausible, but it's right. So, had a nice time last night. Sorry about the buzzing and stage fright. Did I get pussy whipped? She's very jealous. She was making all the noise and distraction. Oh, his wife. Fuck her. All right. Anyway, I don't know how that letter sounded, because some of it I just made up, to tell you the truth. I hope I didn't get Carlos some words. But anyway, Carlos basically just admitted that he was totally...
Talking about you. Get Carlos. You'll hear this on my next show, but Carlos...
Are you recording your program
now? Yeah, of course I am. Carlos,
God damn it.
Carlos from Tijuana.
Bye, everyone.
Who?
Carlos.
I don't have time to edit this.
Carlos, are you still there? Carlos
was sorry.
He fucking can't get his goddamn microphone to work, Cheryl. But he was doing...
Hello.
He was talking about what he was going to do to your prolapse. And girl, it was H-O-T, ha.
Tell me.
He's on the line, but he can't get his goddamn microphone to work.
Maybe if he was from the America, he could.
He said, go to the Wikipedia site to read this. And so I said, listen, Carlos, the Mexican Wikipedia site. I said, listen, Carlos, I don't speak the Chinese. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't speak the jive.
Hell to
you. That Richard Bluestein, I seen that he named his program, your program today while you were gone, he named it using what I had as my away message, and I was very offended.
What? What are you talking about?
He said MLK's Madge something, Milk Madge, and I said Milk My Lips for the Martin Luther King, honey.
What are you talking about? Milk Madge?
You stole it.
Hello?
Carlos, will you just tell Cheryl what you wanted to do with
her
lives?
Can you hear me now or not?
Cheryl's on the line. Will you tell us what you wanted to do with the prolapse, with the dough and everything?
Yeah, I guess I wanted to put it on a table and then... The prolapse is kind of has like a dough sort of quality in it, and you put it on a table and you get one of those bread rollers.
Oh yeah.
Roll it down, roll it and push it and all, you know, put it all in.
Go slow and nice and make it hot for her.
Could I make it, you know, into a pastry, like a puff pastry?
Page three.
I know, Cheryl.
No, puff pastry.
You know what you need to do? You need to use some Faust dough, and it'll be nice and puffy.
Okay.
I don't have that here.
Faust dough? Could I use some pork in it?
I think
potato dough.
I heard you've been having some piggy
potato. Potato dough.
Okay.
So, Carlos,
I'm not really sure about that.
Would you finish describing how you want to abuse and torture and taint her prolapse?
Ooh, work my taint.
Yeah, so you put it on the table, and then you know, after you roll it down with the dough, and then you form it into a great big, you know, bread, like a breadstick, like a, you know,
yes.
Subway sort of, put it, you know, sort of pull it and, you know, make it into a penis shape, and then put it into the... You bake it up and you make it strong. And
have you ever baked a prolapse? What a great idea. You can keep
the prolapse.
Yeah,
you convert the prolapse. You have a total prolapse transformation.
Let's convert.
And you after you bake it out, it comes out all
hot. I'm gonna imagine if you put a lot of yeast into strong, your prolapse, then you
of course,
can
yeast. You need the yeast to make it rise. Of course. And then you pack it up and mail it to all the Cheryl Murkowskis in the world, you know. But as an extra bonus, you put a whole big bunch of staples on the inside, so when she wears it down, it'll tear up her thing, you know, and everything.
Right.
Excellent.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That
so,
sounds
did you like
so
that?
Good, honey. Do you listen to my program?
No, it sucks.
Oh, what? I will find you and kill you in the Tijuana.
Carlos, you listen to Cheryl's program.
No,
how
I don't.
You? Why not?
No, man. No, wait.
Why?
Why, honey?
I don't know. Just the Manjus show is much, much better.
Sorry, Cheryl.
I will find you and kill you.
I am still loyal, and I had to hang up on him. Cheryl.
Thank you, honey dear. If you listen to my program, I was mean to you today, and I said that you were a whore, and then I was plugging your program anyways.
Well, okay.
Because I'm a giver, you know.
We're allowed to be that way, but oh, now Carlos wants back in. Let's tear him a new one. Hold on. Hold on.
Huge Cheryl Murkowski.
Carlos, you know what's you know
you
get hung up on for being abusive. You must listen to Cheryl's show, and next time I'm going to quiz you on it.
I will download it. I will subscribe to it.
org. And you have to give her a good review. Give her 5 stars.
And if you don't, then I will burn you. Or
okay, well then, you know the Webbies, Blackies, some shit like that.
Blackies?
What?
Cheryl, you missed it. I had a Viactive on the show just a minute ago.
What happened? I'm confused.
I had a Viactive. You know those pretty purple calcium supplements for women?
Oh, yes,
women?
For the women's, yes.
I had one, and then I looked at the ingredients, and it's all sugar, you know.
And high fructose corn, vagina. Yeah.
Ingredients, bad-tasting chocolate and vagina.
Well, by the time you have that as a woman, you're pretty much dying already. Your body's shutting down. Me as a 25-year-old woman does not know about that.
Do you know about barf cyst?
Excuse me?
Do you know barf cyst from Live Journal? I've had many
Barf-ish.
People up today. Barf kiss. Barf cyst.
Barf fist?
Barf
is involved
fist.
Fisting?
No, barf like cakes. Cyst like that thing on your ass that you pop.
Are you talking about the pod?
Yes, Mikey Pod.
Okay.
Code. We were talking about him. I had Shoshalin on earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I like the Shoshalin. She's delicious, mostly.
Yeah, then why'd you call her a whore?
Well, because everyone calls her a whore, because she is just like you.
Well, she's going to do the swinging prolapse for you here. So we just got to figure out a time. I got this drunk.
Carl Gables.
Coke my girl.
Hey, Cheryl, I got a question for you.
Anytime.
All right.
Okay, that's what she... That right. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Cheryl. You know how you can... You know how those Catholic people, the sect with the thing...
Pedophiles.
Oh, the thing.
No, the Da Vinci people. What do you call those?
The Da Vinci people.
Yeah, the Opus Dei.
Yeah.
And I ain't never heard of that.
You know how they... You haven't heard of them?
You know they sang that song on roller skates. What's that called?
Prolapse on fire, keep on turning.
No mountain high enough.
Lapsed enough.
Ain't no river wide enough. Eat it hard and fast.
Hard and fast.
Well, those people, they kind of just do a self-flagellation thing. Can you do that with your prolapse? You know, kind of like scratch your back? Or like hit your back?
Hold
you know,
on,
kind
I'm
of like a penitence
what,
for...
I'm now this is driving me crazy because I know about Opus Dei. Opus Dei, and they had a very big hit, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Hold on. Oh, fuck. Now it's driving me goddamn crazy. Oh, goddamn it. Damn it, shit. Okay, go ahead and keep going. I'm going to try and find this. I'm going to scream it out when I figure it out.
My balls hurt and stink, Madge.
That's nice, Cheryl. You don't
have
balls. That's cute.
Okay.
Burt Bacharach, Love Overboard, Gambling, Dionne Warwick with the big nostrils. I ain't into
her. She looks like a baboon.
There were the Pips, you know? The Pips? But what was that fucking song they did?
The Pips?
Yeah, Opus Dei.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Let's see. The following day, her brother Merrill, sister Brenda, and cousin William and Eleanor Guest formed a musical group called The Pips. By the end of the decade, the Ached had begun to tour and had replaced Brenda Knight and Eleanor Guest with Gladys and...
Who's, you know what, man?
Oh, Gladys and Knight. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Opus J. I got J and Knight.
The show was called East Radio, but I think it should be called Best in Joe.
Okay.
Come on.
Hilarious.
Anyway, right. What's with the Pips? That sounds interesting.
Gladys Knight and the Pips, Opus J and the Knights. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something sounds about, so interesting. Yeah. It almost makes me want to kill myself.
Get fucked.
Each of the punch, right?
Cheryl, what is that? What did you do to your laps? It sounds awfully rubbery today. It doesn't have its usual moist consistency. What have you been doing to it?
It's a little bit dry, I must admit. Because nobody has sent me any moisturizer, honey.
You would have just masturbated your vagina with it, you know it.
So, ain't nothing wrong with that. Leaps. P-R-O-L-A-P-S-E.
Maybe it was just Gladys Knight that sang that song.
Prolapse.
What the fuck? She had this huge hit. It's at every lesbian bar on earth. I remember I used to watch this drag queen on roller skates perform it.
May I tell you your...
What? What?
Bostic.
How's your urethra?
Bostic, brand?
Ollie Vagina Face?
No. No.
Okay, then why do you ask about my
urethra? You have a urethra, too.
Mine's fine. I don't have a problem with my urethra.
Okay.
How's yours? Obviously, you want me to ask you about yours, or you wouldn't have asked about mine's.
It's hard.
Ooh.
Yes. So, I watched a video that was I seen on the Insane Films. It was real good, honey.
Did it make you cry, Brills?
Well, it was very emotional, but
you know why
it was different than the other videos that are on there, honey.
Well, you know why it was huge? Because I heard about the new Apple TV, you know, the Steve Jobs.
Okay.
And he said it's only going to do the 720p. 720p.
What does that mean?
Prolapse. 720 prolapses. All
I don't get it.
It's okay. A form of HDTV, 720p.
Oh, yeah.
So there's 720p and 1080p. Do you know how fucking long it took? So I wanted to do that. So I thought, well, people, when they get their new Apple TV, they can watch my thing. I was going to do it in 1080p, the big screen, you know? And then, you know, because it was special with the beach and its high definition and ever released.
Right.
So what happened, Cheryl, is that do you know how many days I spent trying to upload this goddamn thing to a certain host of mine.
Oh, I don't know.
It drove me fucking crazy, so I ended up having to make the file size smaller. It would not let me upload a 200 meg file, and I spent a day and a half doing it.
That's so stupid.
Do you know, how many times I stuck my fist up my ass in frustration? Carlos.
You know what we should do, honey? Leos.
Oh,
we should create an account for the prolapse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I think we should upload some videos to the pod show, honey.
That's
They could put a GoDaddy ad before it.
Do it.
You know. Now, honey, did you get the email I sent out today?
I already forwarded it to Griselda because she wants to. I asked for those for Hannah. Hold on. You mean those beautiful house dresses, Cheryl's?
Seriously, those look so beautiful.
Oh, I know.
You.
I was telling.
I saw that, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
You. I'm sure that you've seen Jewish women with the huge boobs down to their knees, and they come out and check for their goddamn newspaper, and they're wearing those, you know, with the boobs all the way down.
Bro,
I just am. I'm juicing for that. Do you think do you think 5X's is enough though?
I don't know. 34 waist.
Not quite. Let's ask Andy Meltzer how many X's he needs.
Well, then a woman.
She better be on that fucking diet. I will whip her. You know, I'm still on a diet, Cheryl. It's been 1 week today.
Yeah. Did you lose weight from your face? Yeah, that's what I always ask Wanda, so I should ask you too.
My face lose weight first. I'm not as fat in the face as Wanda. Nobody is. She is a big fat face.
Well, I won't argue with that, honey. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't really mean to go off on
face woman.
Don't worry, she's not listening.
Fuck. Andy is ignoring us. I'm going to keep stalking him. Answer the phone. He's probably talking to Grandpa.
Grandpa reads the news every day.
Yeah, I bet he fucking quit his diet. He's embarrassed. Douchey. Did we talk to Vu Thing Trang last time or not? I can't remember.
What are you talking about?
Vu Thi Thu Trang. Here. This one. You want to talk to her? Maybe it's two
people. Excuse me?
Vu, we're calling Vu Thi Thu Trang. Su Chu Chi.
I don't understand.
We're calling a friend of
just
mine.
Just explain it to me, honey.
She's from the Vietnamese. She's Vietnamese.
Oh, I don't want to talk to any... No.
Okay. But I don't think she's going to answer. Carlos, do you have anything to say?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Carlos. Hi, Carlos. Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Good.
Okay.
I hung up on Choo Choo Train.
Choo Choo Tranny. Is that like a train?
This is the last time I am going to try this fat person.
Did you hear the tranny wrecking my program?
You did a program when? Today?
Today.
No fucking way. I'm going to listen to it when I go to Betty.
Poop on tomorrow.
I gave up hope looking for shows on your feed, but let me see.
I know.
It should have downloaded. I need to program my computer so it makes a prolapse sound when it downloads one of your shows. I always look in the wrong place because it should be just whorehole.org, but you put
looking Cheryl's for whorehole in all the wrong places.
Oh, looking good. Free lips and
trolls. Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to write it down.
Looking for pro in all the wrong places.
Okay, will you play that, Rainbow Radio made that promo?
Yes. I'll play it right now.
You gotta play it on your program. Production. Come on. Come on. Come on. Surreal is here for you. Surreal is here for you. And I do want to announce a new website. Okay, Prolapse, PROLAP.SE.
Big Prolapse, keep on pushing.
Prolapse Plus, beta, like a MySpace on crack. Okay. Prolapse. Period. S as in sexy. E as in eel. Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
Ooh, say yes louder. I like when you say yes.
Yes. Come on.
Ooh, hold on. Let me get my squirt. My squirt bound. Hold on. Let me get it.
Layups, right, layups. Hello? Surreal is here for you. Come on. Prolapse.
Big Prolapse, keep on pushing.
Okay. PROLAP.SE. Surreal is here for you. Okay. I will stay but what about
Prolapse, which is spelled pro. Prolapse.se.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes. I double staple with a bone.
Got me a lapse. Sure is big. Stick it on in. Look like a softball. Push it out, push it out. Lap hurts. Lap be stankin'. Pussy be stankin'.
Okay, good girl. Good girl. It's a good thing you got me here. Okay. Prolapse. PROLAP.SC. Surreal is here for you. Okay. Come on. Bullshit, honey. You're right.
As soon as I put after my jingle with a lot of rocket noises. Pachoom, pachoom. Pachoom, pachoom.
The pod show, you mean?
Most like.
Somebody made me a closing that is delicious on my next program. It's a very pod show.
It's on the Tranny Wreck show or not?
Well, it wasn't really Tranny Wreck they called, I don't think, but it's somebody that sounds just like her.
Oh, Kermit the Frog?
For real. He kinda.
Okay. Dace. Dace sounds
don't
like
hate.
Her.
Don't hate.
Carlos, do you have anything to say?
Come on, Carlos.
You can't just be a voyeur and masturbate your penis while we're doing this. Huh? We're not here. We're not a peep show.
It is pretty exciting. I'm gonna
Carlos,
die,
you're giving me buzz. I'm going to hang up on you, Carlos. Thank you so much for the information.
We love you, Carlos.
You have been wonderful, Carlos. Take
listen
care of yourself.
Listen to the program or else you die. Thank you.
Yeah, listen to Whorehole. You're getting a quiz next time. Whorehole.org. Tranny Rick.
Mess.
Carlos. He's going to call me again. This is one of these people. He just does not. Nobody
doesn't
to
give
stop
it.
Prolapsing. No.
Probably keep on turning.
And then I'll ignore it, and then he'll be like, oh, why are you ignoring me? Because you're fucking stalking me, asshole. That's
Lab's face keep on
why isn't
burning.
This coos answering
burning,
his thing?
Burning,
what's up with
burning,
people?
Burning,
listen, I gotta ask a question. Is the Mikey okay. Pod like one of those crazy Christian people? Like, is he all starlit with Jesus?
Starlit yeah. With crystal meth.
Does he have Jesus? But does he have Jesus eyes? You know what I mean? Does he like look like he got Jesus on the brain?
Mm-hmm. You mean like Downs people?
No, I mean like
because
retarded.
I'm amazed that they were not, miscarrying or something.
Who?
To ban Downs people.
Who?
People with Downs, honey.
Oh, you think Mikey Pod has the Down syndrome? Or are
yes,
we still talking about
Trisomy 21.
I hear he masturbates in public, and that's a sign of Down syndrome.
Okay.
You gonna go visit him, Herod, in Brooklyn's?
Oh, I hope so. Maybe I can meet the shit Sheldon then, too.
Right, but don't mention the name of the establishment. We're trying not to do
of
that.
Of course not,
enough.
Honey.
Prolapse.
But I want to meet the shit Sheldon when she shits on my chest.
No, she's gonna kick your ass. She just wants to measure you for the prolapse, and that's it.
You don't know me.
She's going to measure you for the artificial lapse. Oh, I'm
okay.
So pissed off. I'm in Florida, turd. I got to fly back to Chicago in the morning, Railch. Oh, fuck.
Wow, your life is so hard. Oh, my God. If I were you, I would just, I don't even know, kill myself. Life is too hard.
Sorry, I have to write a letter back to Matt from the OK So Liberate. Do you subscribe to that?
I love how you have to plug his program.
I don't have to. I love his program.
Oh, I know.
It's
yes.
Great.
Me too. You better take that out, honey. Hello. Okay, so Senator Pam.
just read the name of the site. It'll make it all better. So
okay, so radio.
Dot.
Flipsins.com. That's a long address. You wouldn't want to buy a domain name, honey. Definitely not from the GoDaddy with codes match 1, match 2, and match 3, that's for sure. Okay, so...
Well, why is he
That's gonna be my new thing, honey. It's gonna be like the sanitary pad. So whenever I'm gonna start laughing, I'll say, yeah. Okay, so.
Okay, I rather hey or sanitary pad though.
Sanitary pad.
Yeah, that's better for me. Vu Si Thu Trang. I'm not gonna call him her. Okay, I'm gonna try this Andy fat ass. Why is he not answering the call? I'm stalking the shit out of him. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
I'm just gonna dial like an like people do to me. You know what I mean? Like nuts.
You know he's gonna get crazy.
Get.
Hi, you have reached Andy Melvin.
Okay, it's the
take your call at the moment. So please leave me a message,
honey.
And I will get back to you as soon as possible.
I was watching a movie when you called, you fucking bitch.
Andy, why you be hating on me in real life?
Hello.
We be trying to call you and you not answering. What's be wrong with you? I'm afraid, Andy, that you... Have you gone off your diet and you're afraid to tell us? It's okay.
So base.
We're just here to help and call you fat. Just kidding.
That's health, though.
We're people who need people who have problems.
Who need lapses.
Oh, he's gone.
Who, like... What?
Yeah, I don't think that was even being recorded. Oh, fuck. What? That was a good one.
Oh,
too.
No, and now it's only recorded on your program. Okay.
Most line botched.
Okay.
Botched abortion.
Lips.
Ooh, that can be a new friend, a new abortion person. Partial, mostly botched abortion.
Crabs free is the way to be.
Baby botched abortion. No, but that's redundant.
Baby back fetus.
Mm-hmm. Baby bar.
That's good.
Baby back, yeah, no, you baby know, back honey, abortion, baby back abortion.
Honey, I went to go see that bodies exhibit.
Oh, no, you
and
didn't.
I seen the, they had these fetuses there, and when I was leaving the exhibit, I said to the woman I was with, I said, do you think they'd let me take one of these fetuses in the glass jar with me? And it was my mother, I'll admit it. Anyway, she said, Will, you better be quiet, you finna get shot. And I was like, whatever, honey. I want one of those babies with the deformities. It was one, and it had all its organs outside of it. And it looked all glassy. Now I want to take it and say, honey, I'll be your mommy and grind you into a fine pulp and put you on my face. Come on.
Listen, Rills, I can give you something better. You're going to get hot. One of my sisters sent me this website where you put in your address, and it shows you on like a Google map.
Uh-huh.
All these little different color squares of sex offenders in your neighborhood.
Ooh,
so you get to find where all your pedophiles are. And I looked up your address, Cheryl, and there was like a black, there was like a black satanic star on your house. It was really
exact. I lived in an apartment building, so maybe I got some friends here.
You can use those terms interchangeably.
What? Go see.
Goatsy Lechemina Horetz.
We like this thing from the tough girl for you.
Have you met my friend Bootsy? Bootsy
Lechemina. No, I just met.
No, her name, her whole name is Bootsy Lechemina
Horetz. Tough girl.
Stop talking when I'm talking.
Oh, I don't know her.
Her name is
Tough Girl.
No, her name is Bootsy Lechemina Horetz. She's a Jap, you know, a princess.
Okay.
Now, what about
you? You know what it was that I really like, honey?
What? Your vagina?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
I smell poopies. Is that
dude? Anymore. So sad. What? Is that dude coming out of my vagina?
Oh, my God. I think there's like
honey.
A beauty there from Trotsky like 3 months ago. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I knew I smelled the duty.
Put it on your face. Oh, you know what I'm saying, honey? My favorite website no longer is there. I think you should buy it.
Which one?
AbortedFeet.us.
Are you
it
serious?
Used to be the best website. You could send an e-card to somebody with pictures of an aborted fetus with music like da 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 da, staying alive, staying alive.
You can do the same with prolapse.
Well, we should. Well, I guess. If we do an e-card service
with his VC
e-cards.
Vasectomy. He should.
Hello.
I think he might have run away with some of our money.
Okay.
BC.
Are you talking about the AC?
No, BC. Blubbercut.
Oh.
I'm talking about Allie my vagina with our prolapse. Get off the computer, kitty cat, please.
You know what, honey? I was teaching my mother this weekend. I was teaching her some of your sayings. For example, we was in line, and there was this guy smoking behind us, and it was a non-smoking area, and I knew, of all people, okay? And my mom says, ain't you not supposed to be smoking here? And he says, there be an ashtray over there, just like that. And she turns to me like, well, what do you want me to do? And I said, well, you could say, get fucked. And she said, what? And I said, never mind. And she said, no, what'd you say? And I said, get fucked. And she's like, where did you learn that? And I'm like, Madge Weinstein.
But remember, the most important thing is you have to smile when you say it.
I did. And then later on, we're at the airport, and you know how when you get your baggage? You get your baggage, and
you mean when I
people like to go in front of you, especially old people. You're standing there, and they just go right in front of you. And so I turn to my mom, and she's like, well, we could just go over there. There's nobody there. And I'm like, I don't want to. And she's like, well, what will you do when your bags come? And I'm like, turn to them, smile, and say, get fucked. It was pretty cute. It was very Madge Weinstein's.
No, what you do say is, oh, there's your old bag, and you point to the old horse.
Okay.
And you say,
I've seen many.
You say, I finna be smelling mothballs round here, Mama.
Okay.
By the way, how was Madge?
What, Madge? Las Vegas, that's where I went.
Oh, you were there. Did you see the menopause?
I did. It was actually pretty good, honey. I'm sorry to report.
But those songs are dreadful, aren't they?
Well, I mean, you know, we could do a better job and make it more disgusting, but considering the audience and, I don't know, the people in it were pretty good, and it was pretty funny.
Was the, but what about the crowd? Were they a lot of, how many asses?
Oh, my God. There were a lot of fat people, a lot of very sweaty women.
With the square bodies and the teased hair?
Yes, and,
The lines for the restroom.
Oh, my God.
Huge.
And it smelled, honey. It smelled
like old lunch lady vagina.
Like chicken fingers, made out of fish.
I remember when I was a little girl, I just remembered this. There was, I don't know why, but I remember this very clearly. I was in the fourth grade. And there was this lunch lady. And I remember, even at a young age, I was disgusting, Cheryl. And I remember this lady had the fattest, hugest ass, right? Huge ass.
Yes, you know, like, I love it.
It was huge. And she would always wear these brown polyester tight, because this is in the, you know, early, what, 50s or 60s, whenever I was born, I forget, you know, you know what I mean. But whatever. So she had these really tight polyester, if polyester was invented back then, I don't know, if not, it was just ugly. Tight to the point where, first of all, you wonder if it's just going to explode. But what I really wondered is, I could not stop imagining her on the toilet, because I thought, does her ass just touch the floor when she sits on the toilet? And I couldn't. I wanted to ask her so bad, like, when you sit on the toilet, I don't want to see you do it. Does your ass touch the floor? Because you're so big in the ass.
Huge.
You just reminded me of that.
Oh, my God. There were so many people that were like me, Cyril Murkowski, in the Las Vegas, smoking, very white trash, drinking up a storm. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
Should I go to Las Vegas?
I thought I'd seen clones. What?
Should I go to the Las Vegas?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Oh, because it's fabulous, honey. It is. They probably have lots of the Weight Watchers meetings. Wink, wink. They should. Christ.
I tell you, they don't have enough of them here in Miami. I don't fucking understand it. They certainly got enough fat Jewish ladies.
That'd be true.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So I gotta catch a plane in 5.5 hours, which means I won't be able to sleep because I never can.
So of I'm course not. That would be functional.
I'm really torn, Rilch, because first of all, I don't want to go home. So I'm wondering, should I just go home?
Yes.
Okay, the plan is this, to go home with Trotsky, and I'm home, I'll stay home for at least a month.
Okay, sure.
So that's what the plan is as of now. No. I have to reservation it. Or should I just say, okay, Trotsky, you stay here, it's 15 degrees in Chicago, I'll go to Chicago for a week, go to my psychiatrist so I can get off of these cliche pills, and then, because, you know, I can't change my medications without the doctor and everything, but I need to get off this. But anyway, and then come back in like a week.
Honey, you need to go on something, though.
The psychiatrist, I don't want to get off of medication. It's just this
one. Okay, for sure, because we don't want to see you. We don't want to listen to you after that.
That's
shit.
Not what I meant.
Christ.
Oh, my God, Andy Melton's machine was recording all of that.
Oh, hello, Melton. How do you like this thing? You want me to work it?
What the fuck is the beep?
Oh, no, he's going to hear the part about the...
He would hear it anyway on the show. It's not like it's a secret.
Oh. I thought you were going to cut that part out.
I mean, what could we possibly say that we have that would be worse than anything we've ever said to him?
I don't know.
We could play opposite day. Oh, Matt, you're so thin. Matt. And Andy.
Matt? What are you thinking of, Mary? Hello?
My pro lips. Now, what was I going to say? There was something. Oh, so which option do you think makes sense? Forget about the prolapse for a minute. I was saying, should I bring Trotsky, stay for a while back in Chicago, my home, where it's freezing, or should I go, leave Trotsky here, and then come back in
You need to go back to Chicago for a while, you stupid bitch.
Okay, why?
That's what you need to do. Because you need to get your fucking life in order and deal with your shit that you got there, okay?
Like what?
Your apartment.
Mm.
That is messy. You need to clean that shit out, get all of it out of there. And if you don't want to be in Chicago, then don't, but deal with your shit. Come on. Mm. Tell it like it is. Come on.
But I do want to be in Chicago.
Well, then fix your shit so that you want to be there, you know?
But I don't want to be there now when it's cold. And I don't like it when it's hot. And I don't like it when I'm prolapsed.
So then push it back in.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'll just go, bring the dog, suffer.
Okay. You're not going to suffer, you stupid bitch.
I hate flying, Rilch. I hate flying.
Oh, my God.
I hate flying.
So go to a rest stop, your vagina pounded, and then get a ride to the Chicago.
But do you know what it's like to... That's actually not such a bad idea. But no, I have a psychiatrist appointment tomorrow afternoon. I have to go.
Good.
But listen, I wanted to go. The problem is it's easy, but when you travel with a dog, it's really hard because you got a dog. You know, when you go through TSA, the transportation security with a dog, it's such a pain in the ass. And you got to take your laptop out of your bag. And you got to take the shoes off. And then you got to take the dog out and make sure he doesn't run away on the leash and bite black people because you know how they are. And then... And then you got to deal with all these people saying, what kind of dog is that? What kind of dog? It's your mother's cunt. That's what kind of dog it is. Can I go? Can I go? Can I catch my plane? Or do you have any more questions for me, stranger? Whore.
How about this, the kind of dog it is? Get fucked. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Sideways. Honey.
That was almost a slur of drunken, honey. Do you have a fat lip?
The lips.
No, Leop. Leop. Singular. Mm-hmm. Leop. Leop. Like that great pyramid of Cheops. It's Leops.
Fans.
Oh, there's a beautiful fashion item I saw. There's this magazine. It's called Art News. No, the fashions are reflecting you a little bit, Cheryl. Fans. So there's some fashion pictures that's like art fashion. It's like wearable art, you know, which means it's ridiculous.
Like my skin.
Mostly. But there's this big, beautiful dress with a giant pair of lips. Facial lips, but lips. So I thought of you, not so fondly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the Shug Avery. She show was ugly, you know. Shug Avery. Shug Avery. She show was ugly, Shug.
You shower is fugly.
Mm-hmm.
Bleeps, 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 right, bleeps. The bigger the better, the tighter the winner. Or hold on, or
don't even start with that bitch, Sharon from Tampoons. She be hating on my friend.
Why you gotta be so mean
Penny
to her?
Because she be hating on me.
Nobody likes Penny, so that ain't no thing.
Oh, no, people like her. And she's going to appear until people stop saying mean things.
Oh, I mean, I love her. Oh, my God.
No. Sorry.
She recently... No, I do. I love her so much. She's the funniest thing that's happened to Yeast Radio since, Shabril Murkowski.
Since your mother would stink hair in B.C.? Did your mother stink?
Oh, I also taught her that, too. She said, what does that mean? I said, your mother would stick here in B.C., and she said, I don't want to know what that means.
Actually, Cheryl, none of you know what that means. Only a very few people really know. But I
do.
Can't explain it. Oh, maybe you do, because, okay, that's possible.
Well, how hard is that to fucking understand?
Because I don't want to explain, because it's not what it sounds like.
Okay, BlubberCon.
But I can't explain it on the show.
It's
very secret.
Okay.
I finna get me in trouble if I say the real story. But I've been telling you offline sometime.
Okay, you better tell me soon.
Or I could
so
tell
you can confirm.
Confist?
Yes.
What kind of oil paintings do you like? Do you ever paint with your lips? I saw this woman that paints with her vagina. She puts different colors of paint in her vagina and she squirts it out onto a canvas. Have you ever thought about doing that to your joint?
Been there, done the yet.
Been there, done there, smoked it.
Smoked it, ate it, painted it, lapsed it.
Proled.
Mostly. Proled.
I think you should also do one more thing. Is it snowing there in the Minnesota or wherever the fuck you are, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. It was snowing. It's not anymore.
Okay. The next time it snows, because I think it finna go to snow again before the winter.
Okay.
I want you to do me a favor and put lapse prints in the snow and take a picture of them for me. Lapse prints. Can you do
that? Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
Now, what you finna do? You found prolapse? Can you prolapse in the cold, or does it go back in? Oh my
what?
God. Andy Melcher just sent me a message. I got your 10-minute voicemail.
Tell me it's for Stan.
Yeah, okay, we'll try it now. God, this call's been way too long. It's an hour and a half already, this show. Christ on a vagina. I just think I just did my week's worth of shows. God damn you, fat thing. God damn it, he keeps hanging up on us. All right, I'm going to type him. Why you not answer? Goddamn asshole. Why does he have to be mean to us? We've been nothing but kind to him. Why you not answer?
Again, nothing but kind. How about nothing?
I am on with Dace. Want me to get off?
Ooh,
oh, no. That must be too exciting. Yes.
We don't want you to get off.
Listen, Rilch. Rich, what was I going to say? I totally forgot it was going to be funny.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, what was I about to say?
Finna.
Okay, he's done. Finally, I can put this fat thing on the show.
Yes.
But I don't... Yeah, okay. Hello?
Hello, honey.
Andy, where were you? Why were you hiding from us? We were had our feelings hurt.
Talking to Dace.
Why?
I don't know.
What were you talking about?
You and Reels.
What about us?
That Reels show was real good today.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Don't tell me I haven't heard it yet. Do not say anything.
Was it better than the Okay Show?
I don't know. I don't listen to that.
You do,
hey.
Too.
Shut up. Yes, you do. You do. Come on.
It's a good show, seriously.
No.
Listen, Andy.
What?
How's the diet going?
It's going really well.
Still good. I'm very happy to hear that. So, have you weighed yourself? Do you know how much weight you've lost so far?
Well, we're still looking for a scale that actually will work with my body weight.
Seriously?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God. That's right, because scales don't go past 300. Okay, Andy, did you see that movie Feeder? Or Feed?
Oh, fuck. No, not yet.
You have to see it.
Don't they have scales, at, scales at the truck stop?
Stop.
No, those aren't. Those don't hold enough. Can you just weigh your loaf and see how much it weighs and then compare that?
Loaf.
You know what I mean? Loaf, Cheryl.
Loaf. That's my safe word. Hello.
Andy. Can you please weigh your loaf for us now?
What?
Will you please weigh your loaf? Your loaf. Please. My
melted loaf.
But you just get a bathroom scale. You put it on the coffee table.
You can do two bathroom scales and add them together. Would that work, honey? You can get them for like $2.99 at the Walmart. I think. I don't know. Hello. Hello. Melty.
Nobody likes us anymore.
Melty.
I'm on a diet too, Andy.
Yeah, but it's not working.
It is too. I just haven't weighed myself yet.
As I said, you haven't lost any weight in your face or your voice.
How do you lose weight in your voice?
I don't know. Ask Wanda. That's what she's going for.
So I'm glad. I can't wait. So I'm assuming you asked Tranny Rec all kinds of questions about her vagina.
No, she just called the voicemail.
Days.
Yeah.
Andy stopped talking to us. What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
Hello, honey.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Can you please ask him to answer Cheryl's question?
Andy, are you there?
Yes.
Would you please answer Cheryl's question?
Would you please tell Cheryl that she's an ugly bitch?
Oh, Cheryl.
Cheryl, yeah. You're an ugly bitch.
But what does that have to do with weighing your loaf?
I don't have a loaf.
We were asking for him to weigh his loaf. And then you can compare the loaf's weight next week. What's wrong with that?
A loaf?
A loaf.
Okay. He was having trouble
because he can't find a scale to weigh himself.
I'll just go to the truck stop.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No, the things in
just
the movie.
Just two scales.
They have these cow scales. They look
face
like
eater.
They have cow scales. They're like they look like those things at the bathhouse, Cheryl. What do you call it? Slings? It's like a sling. Seriously, how can you see one?
Are you calling me a cow?
No.
No, that's too nice. Cows make milk and they're useful.
And they have bigger boobs.
Yeah, no, yes, they have bigger breastuses.
No, but I'm very proud of you for being on the diet. Isn't that hard?
Me too, honey.
What did you have today to eat? Is he lying, Dace?
No, he's not.
Why are you laughing?
Andy, tell him what you had.
I had eggs for breakfast.
How many?
For two.
Okay.
And then for lunch, I had quesadilla. And then for supper, I had leftover quesadilla.
Quesadilla, how big is the thing? Like, how many calories did you eat?
I've still not figured it up today.
Just take a guess. 1,000?
No, tell her how many.
So what about your diet?
What do you mean?
Cheryl, help me out here.
I don't know.
Tell her how many quesadillas you had.
I had four.
Good
Lord.
Excuse
me.
He told me.
How big were they?
He told me.
Well, it was like one, but it... No, I didn't have 20 days.
You told me you had 20.
How many ounces were each of them, honey, and how much cheese was on each?
I don't know, you stupid bitch. I haven't figured it out for today.
Okay.
I'm figuring it out
when
for
you're
you.
Gonna
have
well, I have,
West
like...
Abilia.
You know, Madge, how you do the points, Madge, how you're like, oh, this is 3 points. Well, I think it has a lot of fiber. It's 2 points. My mom actually liked that. I played that
Wave
for
Watchers.
Her.
Wave Watchers. It's the Wave Watchers formula, you tell
me. I know, but my mom liked how you did that, honey, how you made up your own points.
Did you make it yourself or did you eat it out?
I've got the labels, the nutrition facts, and all of the things, and I've got to add everything up and then divide by how many servings.
Would you say it's the same size as a quesadilla from Taco Bell?
No.
Smaller or bigger?
It's got more ingredients.
Oh, good Lord. Then it's about... Because the Taco Bell quesadilla is 490 calories. So if you had four...
Well, no, I didn't have four. It's about the size of a Taco Bell quesadilla.
Okay.
But the way we cut them here at home, we cut them into fours. So
the way we cut them at home.
you don't roll them up?
No.
Okay. This is easy to do. How many inches was it?
I don't know.
God damn, was it 6 inches?
No.
Bigger?
No.
You're not giving me...
I'm going to get some water. I'll be right back.
A 6-inch quesadilla is 430 calories.
Well, hold on. Let me get the goddamn ruler, you stupid bitch.
What do you mean?
You're so mean.
You didn't eat all... You still have some? What are you measuring?
I'll be right back.
Hurry.
Oh, my God.
Where did Rilch go?
She went to go get some water.
Hello.
Where were you doing, Rilch? Were you lubing up the old L word? If you know what I mean?
Lesbian. Laps. Lyrical laps.
Oh, my God, Cheryl. I have to pack. I have to leave at 5:30. How am I going to do this? And I haven't even had my abortion. I'm dirty, Cheryl.
Milk my thing.
Where's that fat thing?
I'm going to go get these...
He went to go get his quesadilla so we can... He's going to measure it for me.
Ooh.
Because a 6-inch quesadilla has 430 calories.
Quesadilla.
Oprah loves Hootia. Did you know that?
What?
Tuna.
Andy. Andy.
What is he like, honey?
She's probably waddling down the hallway like an elephant.
What's the trunk going side to side to side?
Oh, God.
Yep.
Andy.
3.5 goddamn inches, you stupid bitch.
One?
Ooh, work
that's
the
teeny.
Thing.
That's tiny. So you had 4 of those?
Yes.
4 3.5-inch ones?
Yes.
Okay, so that's like 2 6-inch ones. So you had about 860 calories.
Good. Maybe I should go have more.
Unless you piled it high with cheese and guacamole.
You know, Andy, I don't know that I like your attitude. Because you needn't punish your own body for my insults, frankly. You're still on the diet, right?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Is he lying, Dace?
No, you're still on the diet.
Then why did you make such a big deal about his quesadillas?
He said he told me he ate 20 quesadillas.
Andy.
Fine, I ate 20. Does that make you feel better?
Did you really?
I'm only interested in the truth. I just want to know the truth. It's not a matter of how I feel. In fact, yes, it would, but I want to know if it's true. No, it wouldn't. Andy, are you not feeling very diety? Should I stop asking about your diet?
Andy has a bad day.
You know, Richard Simmons calls it a live it, because it's not about dying, it's about living.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the same channel as me here on the Star Sirius.
Oh, who cares?
Although he has a good slot.
So do I.
Why you gotta
you
be
wanna
hating?
Say, yeah.
Why you gotta be hating on me and you be so nice to Reels?
Because I'm beautiful and you're not.
Don't go that far.
What?
Working.
You're funny.
Don't make me get all crazy up in your face.
Andy, what else is new in Panacea other than your grandfather giving you words of wisdom? I read about your splendid tale that was very mortifying. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Did you hear my dog ran away or got killed or something?
Are you serious?
He's not came back in like 3 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
And my sister wants me to start dating people.
Men?
No.
Your sister doesn't know you're gay?
No.
Tell her you're a big homo and want a penis in your vagina. I want it in your man pussy. If you can find something that's stuck in your man pussy, then you're cool with that, but otherwise not so much. Okay.
Oh, God. Your sister says you should start dating who? Like, who should you date?
So I was up at her house tonight, and she said, since you're online so much, you should start online dating.
Did you say, yeah, I'm in BBW?
No.
I'm sorry about your dog. Maybe she'll come back because, you know, dogs come back.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do they have a chip in the dog?
No.
That's weird because I had a terrible dream last night that Trotsky ran away. And then I woke up and he was sitting on my face.
Oh.
Well, that's terrible. Poor Andy.
Well, it's okay, because the family wanted to kill him anyways.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, nice. You do eat squirrel.
Squirrel. Times are tough, you know.
Yeah.
You need food.
Well, I think you need to you need to get out of there, Andy. You need to get out of Panacea.
You're
on the right road, though, because at least if you lose your extra weight and you weigh your loaf, you know, listen
to
Cheryl.
My rascal will go a little bit faster.
Weigh your loaf, and then, you know, once you lose enough weight to get out the door, and you can leave. I mean, sometimes you just have to leave and not even have a plan. Right, Rilch? Just keep on walking.
Like the one time that I had no plan and I decided I'm leaving on Gremlin.
Oh my God. That's the song. What? You made me remember the song finally.
I'm leaving on a Gremlin. Don't know when I'll smoke again.
The song from Opus Day in the Nights. I'm leaving on that midnight train to Georgia. That's the song, Cheryl. I'm lapsing on a midnight train to Cheryl's prolapse face.
Lapsing on a midnight bus to the hospital.
Well, you know.
At least you know, Andy, that you're not the only one who had people die this year and animals suck.
Oh,
no, that was
sucks.
Last year. Yes, you were. What?
That was really comforting, honey.
What?
It made me feel a lot better, I know.
Thank you.
You know what, Matt? You're not the only one that was ugly this year. Oh, wait, it's 2007. Yes, you are. Honey. Kaboom.
You know what? How can you not?
Surreal Murkowski. Murkowski.
How can you not laugh at this cruel, cruel world that makes you get up at 5:30 in the morning to catch a $65 plane when your dog costs
$65.
Do you know
Trotsky
costs $20 more? His seat, underneath the seat, in front of me.
You weigh more?
Of course I weigh more, you dumb cow. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. That was Pat. That was Pat talking.
Sure.
Pat's been acting out a lot lately because I haven't been a psychiatrist in a while. He needs to adjust my medications. When I say mean things, or at least it sounds like it's coming from me, it's not me talking, it's Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Rilch?
So basically your whole life is lived by Pat.
No, only when I'm being mean.
Okay, so your whole life is lived by Pat.
No, Slay.
Lips. You want to play with my pole? I'll take it out.
Ask Andy.
Andy, you want to play with my pole?
I've got scissors right here.
Ooh.
I think that is a yes.
I already cut my lips. I'll cut you. Ooh, I'll cut you and burn your face. I will burn your goddamn face. And there's a lot of area to burn, so I won't miss. You know? Do you know what they say about bigger people? It's a lot more to love. You know what I say? It's a lot more folds to lose food in.
You know, I have just got a great idea. That gave me a great idea, Andy. You know what they tell us women with a Y? They say the bigger the hair, the smaller the waist. I think you should get a huge wig.
I'll borrow one of Wanda's.
Oh, no, honey. It needs to be a lot bigger. Lady Bunny has some...
Lady Bunny, yes. Yeah. Do you think that Lady Bunny is actually like Andy Melton, but she just has a really big hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see that that new video blog that Mrs. Slocum sent me? It was on Lady Bunny's website. That like weird retarded girl that sniffles and does a blog. It's very funny.
No.
You didn't see it?
No, I just saw somebody on my program posted the link and said, "Is this a girl that's in your daycare center? Did you see that?"
Was it about sanitary pants?
No, I think it was a hitchitosis or whatever. You know, those gerunds. They make me laugh. No, no, I'll show you how now.
Halitosis?
No, hitchitosis.
Halitosis. Tosis or tasis?
Tasos. Kamo gusa tenga.
So you had two eggs. How many eggs did you have? Two eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
But you had toast or no?
No, I didn't
have
toast.
Bacon.
Well, this is a good because it means you're staying on the diet even though you had a terrible thing happen. That's a very good test.
Okay, I'll go and taste. Let me find it real quick. Keep talking.
What?
I want to find something and tell you. Hang on.
Work it.
Oh, God, he's going to do something mean. We don't have to keep talking. I'm past the service.
Did you go over the link?
Yeah. What link?
Sorry.
Layups?
I sent it to you.
What? What are you doing? What, Andy?
Okay, so... Crap.
Yeah. I'm getting
Hurry
bored.
Up, you fucking browser. Fuck you.
Oh, I forgot you got a 286.
Windows 286.
I'm going back to Chicago so I can send you Macintosh.
Yay!
What are you going to send her?
The old G3 that used to belong to Gussie.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. On this diet, it says that I am supposed to have between 2,760 and 3,110 calories.
Oh, are you what?
And how much will you gain, and how much are you supposed to gain on this diet?
Okay, hang on. But I've stayed under 2,000.
You bet.
Since I've been on it.
What kind of diet is that where you can eat 3,000, or is it fat?
Well, no.
It must be because you're very fat.
Right. Yeah. Because the bigger you are, the more
the bigger, the fatter, the uglier the Cheryl or something. Okay. So what are you looking up for me then?
That's what I was looking up.
So you still had under 2,000 is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's good. Isn't that good, Cheryl's?
Yes.
Did you feel like you were starving to death for like the first week?
Couple of days.
Really? Because I felt like that. Oh, I still feel like that, especially at night. When is your snack time?
It used to be like right now, but I hadn't ate a snack.
Me turd.
Yeah.
It's hard, though, isn't it? Hard to not snack late at night?
Yeah.
God, it's so hard because I've rationed. Because Holly always has these wonderful ice creams. She only buys like the really gourmet stuff of everything. So she's had these gelatos. And she said,
gelato.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She said, their sorbet match. They have hardly any calories. And I looked, and it said gelato, and it's like 80 million calories for, you know, a teaspoon. I'm like, Holly, this is gelato. It's not sorbet. She's like, oh, oops.
Look at your fucking scope window.
Do you have do you have a food scale, Madge?
No, I don't. But I have a fist, and the Weight Watchers plan.
Fisting on Weight Watchers.
No, the Weight Watchers plan shows you, like, a deck of cards is 4 ounces of meat. A fist is,
Let me show you a deck of cards in your pussy. That's 3 points.
Oh, come on, Cheryl, that is mean. I am not, that is,
It's funny, honey. It's ketosis.
No, Cheryl, that's too much for even me. I can't.
I didn't do it. It was Matt Berg Ash.
I can't do that.
He's mean, isn't he?
Prolapse is fine. Abortions, no problem. But not that thing.
Not a live child.
Do not say that link. Do not put that on the show. That is awful.
I didn't do nothing. It was on my show notes or something, or the comments.
Don't even tell people where to find it.
I didn't.
You just did.
I didn't say nothing.
You're ugly.
You can find it at okcsoradio.com.libsyn.com. That's McCoy.
Why are you laughing, Dace?
Oh, Lord Matt Blender.
I like his show.
What a mess.
I like him a lot. He's very nice. Seriously, he's very nice.
But you didn't listen to his show. You don't. I don't even believe
it. It don't matter. I like him. He's very nice. Doesn't matter if I listen to his show or not, you fucking bitch.
No, it doesn't matter if he's nice or not. What matters is if you listen to your show, you stupid asshole.
Sorry. It matters, right? You fucking bitch. So rude.
Send you a link to look at, Madge.
Okay, let's see.
I just sent you a link to go prolapse and then kill your fetus, you fucking whore.
Oh, God, that's funny as hell. I don't see it anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything from you.
What? That's 200. I've already seen this.
Here it is.
I've seen it.
I haven't.
What I like the stuff at the bottom where it's like nothing.
Okay. What the fuck is this shit? I don't understand. What's the point?
It just shows you, like, examples of items and how much you could have to equal 200 calories.
Oh, my God. Grapes have that many calories? It's only 1 point in the Weight Watchers. Uh-oh.
Okay.
I might have screwed up a little. Oh, Fiber One. See, that's my cereal there. Do you see it at the bottom? Look at how much of Fiber One you get to eat. Look at that. You know why? Because you shit it all out. It's cardboard. You love to eat that stuff. Well, you go get it at the grocery store and eat it with yogurt, Andy. You'll be in love, and then you'll shit.
You know, Matt, Fiber One is sponsoring my program.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know you were with Pod Show, too, because they always get me those great deals.
Oh, I know.
Boy, exactly. I love Cheryl's new sponsor at the end of her show.
Don't tease me. Don't tell me. Oh, my God.
I know.
50 grams of Splenda is 200 calories. I didn't know that. So how many packets is that alone?
Don't even go and use Splenda. That shit is horrible.
Shut up. They sponsored.
Did it make you shit your pants?
Yeah.
Fried bacon.
Well, if you only eat Splenda and you have a whole jar of it, it's probably going to make you shit your pants.
You know what I think?
Cheryl says.
Christ, I'm not know. You know what
no,
I think?
Cheryl says, if you have a whole thing of the Splenda and don't eat nothing and you're fat, then you're going to have a shitting storm. Gong.
Yeah, because Andy, you eat squirrels. It's not really fair to judge. If you eat squirrels, you can eat a goddamn Splenda.
No.
I'm eating Splenda like every day. I never thought I would, but it's like I have to. Plain. What choice do I have? You know, it's like either that or at least you're pretending like you're eating.
I hadn't drank any sweet drinks since I started. I'm still drinking water every day. So, now, I take that back. I have had orange juice or grapefruit juice.
So does your back?
Or sweet tea.
No, I hadn't had sweet tea.
So you haven't had a single backache?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Are you sure that sweet tea makes your back ache? Or could it maybe be your fat?
Boobs. Boobs.
Okay, back it's my boobs. Back boobs.
your back fat. it's all right. I got side fat. I understand. Side fat, back fat, blubber cunt, blubber cunt.
Side hang.
You got a big loaf that you won't weigh. There's a loaf. You just weigh the loaf 1 week and then weigh it again. You don't need a big fancy scale for that.
I've got a measuring tape.
No, a loaf weight. You just stick the scale on the table.
Loaf.
On the counter.
Two scales, one foot on each.
How tall are you, Andy?
5'8".
Oh, good God, you're a beach ball. Shit.
Matt, quit it.
I thought you were like 5'11 or 6 feet.
Madge.
How much do you weigh, Madge?
580.
That's not how much.
God.
Better than me.
I am so fat. Oh, that's actually the reason I called you. I totally forgot the reason.
How much do you weigh, Madge?
No, we're looking at these house dresses.
How much do you weigh, Madge?
580.
That's how tall you are. How much do you weigh?
I am 5'11". I'm a tall woman.
No. How much do you weigh?
580 pounds.
How much do you weigh, Cheryl? How much do you weigh, Cheryl?
50 pounds. But listen, Andy, there was a reason we called.
I weigh 25 pounds.
There's a reason.
25 years old.
We wanted to know about the house dresses, right, Cheryl?
Remember? Yes. You can show him.
Do you think I would fit into a 5X?
They're very pretty.
If I don't, honey.
No, me. Can you fit into a 5X?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, a 5X in women's.
What?
Even in a women's with a Y?
Oh, I don't know about the women's with the Y.
Okay.
I think that, like,
can we try Lane Bryant?
How do you convert a woman's size to a male's?
Oh, I love the Lane, but it's Martin.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. That's my little
That's
joke.
That's racist.
How do you do this?
That's my little racist. Joke with Oprah. I went shopping with her for Martin Luther King Day. We bought red things.
Opal
Winfrey's. Where's that goddamn chat? No, I'm kidding about the blacks. Fuck.
Excuse me.
Your mother sucks and sells, eats it. Okay. Eats it out, she does.
Faultless.
I like that subject predicate reversal thing. Eats it out, she does. Or is that a
Excuse me?
Your mom.
Oh my God. So I just
Why
looked
did I
online,
just send
Madge.
You?
Madge.
That's not what I meant to send you. Wait, hold
Madge.
On. What fat ass?
To convert a woman's size, you add 21 to the waist size. So for the 35,
the
you add 21 to find out what it is in men's.
Menses?
Hold on. So let's see here.
Where did you get this picture? I need. It's a mirror.
Madge.
Madge. Mark ads.
It no doesn't work at the internet website. Sure. Madge. So 34. Plus 21, what is that?
Your mom. America.
That's size 55 waist, Madge. In men's. And it's a big waist, honey.
Do they have anything, like maybe...
Andy, what size large? Waist are you?
Does it say it runs
Do you really
want
to know?
Yes.
Do you really want to know?
You can hear
Yeah, why else would I ask, honey?
64.
Excuse me.
You wanted to know.
Say it again.
I ain't saying it again.
64.
Oh my God, there's a Beatles song about that. I'm going to edit this because I have to take that Negro comment out. So when I grow, I'm going to insert Beatles song here. When I'm 64, dun 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 dun. You know this song, right?
Negro peas.
When I grow fat and got a big loaf. Na 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 na. Tum to tum.
60,000.
Prolips the musical.
So, Madge, Andy would not fit in the house dress because it only goes up to 55. So the pattern, although it would look beautiful on his waist, would not work. I don't know if it would maybe work around his legs, though.
Can you
get okay.
Two, can you get two of them and sew them together?
You could probably.
That's what I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to the carnival.
Well, it's cheaper if you buy them in bulk.
No, you go to the carnival, you go to the big tub. When nobody's looking, you tear it down, you cut a hole in the top. Put it on.
Put it on. Put it on.
Have you ever heard of casual male big and tall?
Yes.
Okay.
It's right next to casual blubber cunt, big and fat.
CircusTensa.com.
Wait, it's asking, I'm at this website, it says, welcome to a Miramark ads.
I know, it doesn't work. I put in the code and it didn't work, honey.
Where's the code? Where's the source?
On the advertisement.
Do you think they sold out? Oh, let's call them here.
Oh, God.
Yes.
But you have to put a link to the picture, honey, on your program so people can see.
I'll get right.
I ain't talking. I'm muting if you're calling somebody.
You don't have to. Cheryl will handle things. I have a feeling. Okay. Oh, this is finna be good. Okay. Call phones or send the SMS. Let's see. +1, I think, is the country code. 829-0080. Okay. Put this on in. Couldn't call. Oh, I didn't put the 800 in. Okay, right. Prolapsed.
Keep on turning. Mary, keep on lapsing. Lapsing.
Thank you for calling the order line.
The order line.
To place an order, press 1. For questions about a previous order or to reach a customer service...
Now, man, you have to do this.
2. To receive a copy of our catalog,
one. Where's the thingy?
3.
I don't see no presser.
Hear this message again.
Go to the dial
9.
Tab.
Otherwise,
the fuck is that?
Please hold for the next available.
It's next to
we'll just talk to the operator. She'll help.
I want one of the house dresses.
Hello? Cheryl's on. Cheryl?
To place an order, press 1. To speak to customer service, press 2.
I ain't got no presser. Hello? Hello? Hello, ma'am? Oh, good.
You have reached our off-site order entry department. Mm. Unfortunately, we are unable to transfer you to customer service. Please dial 440-826-1712.
You can get fucked. How about that?
Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
What kind of shit is any mouse grass? No, any mouse grass. What am I supposed to do?
It's a lounger.
Oh,
here's the source code. Maybe they mean the daily source code, do you think? 5C047A. 5C047A.
Well, what website are you talking about?
Prolapse. It's for these fat people dresses. House dresses. No, loungers. It's hard to say. Amerimark.com. You're right, Cheryl. It don't work. God damn it.
I know. What kind of shit is that?
Maybe it's because we're using the Macintosh. Maybe it'll work for Andy.
Maybe, but I tried it in the Firefox and it didn't work there.
I think you had too many. It probably can see how many cookies you had.
What am I supposed to search for?
America Mark. It's not worth it.
I'm there, daggummit.
No,
he wants the lounger. He wants
it's
the lounger.
If you see a search, you type the wrong thing.
No, it's not a search. It's a Miramark.
It
right.
It's a Miramark. Does it ask for a source code? Code.
A M E R I M A R K.
What is
trademark
it asking you?
R. They've got a plaid duster with an embroidered collar. They've got
what?
Anthony Richards stuff.
Oh,
they've
that's
got
the thing.
Windsor
how did you get
collection.
To it?
I just no, went
man.
To it.
Can you send me that
link? Didn't work for me.
Because it didn't work for means either. Maybe we both done spelt it wrong, Rilch. Let me see. Can you link that? Send us the links.
Link.
Hurry, I gotta go to bed. Really. Really.
No, you don't. Oh, here we go. Yes. Yes.
Where is this lampstand?
There's a woman in a picture that looks like Cheryl. Rewards 5% off. I say 5%. Ordering, you can too. It looks like me, honey.
How come you
found
it and we didn't?
I wonder.
Anthony Richards. Who is that? Where's house dresses?
Where's the section for flavor? Oh my God, herbal liposuction kit.
Oh my God, they have so many house dresses for you, honey. Loungewear.
I'm going to send this to Griselda that you can do herbal liposuction.
Can't wait. Cats, cans, and Mew Mews.
Oh God, this is the find of finds. Okay.
Maribel. Come on, Matt, look at all these for you. Honey.
Wait, send me
satin bed jacket. I did. Yeah,
well, it takes me a minute here. I'm fat.
If I find one I like, will you buy it for me?
Oh my God, which one should I
get? Does it come in your size?
Which one do you like for me?
Well, this is so mad.
I like the Trapunto trim caftan.
That one is very you.
It's ooshy. But it looks, she's so thin though. Do you think it'd fit me? She's so thin. Let's see, size. Oh my God, they go up to 5X, which fits me. Fortunately, not Andy Meltzer.
No. Nope.
Let's see. I'll need a girdle. Of course.
I mean, what if I wore a girdle? Would it fit me?
Pants.
It depends on if you want to be dead or not.
Oh.
This website is so awesome.
This caftan,
oh my God.
This caftan that looks like the Gone with the Wind drapes. The purple, that's very lesbian. Okay, this is the one I want. I'm going to want this. This is the one I want.
Intimates. Ooh, they have intimates. Look at the
intimates. Intimates?
Intimates. Love girdle. Intimates.
Cakes. I love the
What's
cakes.
This one?
That's the one I want for Hanukkah. Ooh, pastels.
Oh, that's pretty. Too pretty for you, though.
No, it's purple, and that's lesbian. The pastel, that's more Wanda. She needs the vertical stripes. Make it look thinner. Okay. What about aprons? Is that like for fatty? Oh no, that's like not a fat apron. I thought they were like the fat made of apron.
Oh my God.
What? What?
They have a whole theme gallery of this beautiful outfit. It's very lesbian.
How down?
It only comes in 2XL though.
Ooh, that won't work.
But
ooh,
look at it.
That's very purple. Very purple. The red knit jumper?
Ah, that's nice. Oh, so the floral set. Dress.
No, yeah, the red hat floral dress is the best. I think I might have to get both. But 2Xs. No, 2Xs, it's not enough. Sorry.
That's true.
Might fit Wantard. Right.
Your essence.
All right, let's see. Okay. I've seen on TV. I'm going to see what's seen on TV. Seen on
TV. Oh, Trey.
Look, they have a TV table so you can sit in your...
And eat.
Do you see that? That's great, Rich. I want one of them so I can sit in my fat-ass house dress.
Me too.
My quesadillas, just like...
Quesadillas.
I don't sit and eat at the computer anymore because
you don't
if you sit and eat at the computer, then you'll get hungrier sooner.
Yeah, when you sat. I've heard that before too. Does it work?
Yeah, it does actually.
You get but what do you do when you're not at the computer? I don't know what you would even do if you're not without my computer. You know, what do? Watch TV, or
no,
just sit?
Just sit and eat.
I don't understand. To explain this to me.
What do you look at?
Your food. Because your body has to concentrate on eating, so it'll know that you're eating. Because if you're watching something, it doesn't really know it's eating, and it gets hungrier faster.
If I didn't know I was eating, why would I be eating? Cheryl talks to us while she's eating, and she's not fat.
Well, I smoke a lot and tan a lot.
That's true. Swimwear, top, themes. That sounds interesting.
I like this one.
Yeah, you showed me the themes. I want to see what's out of style. I'm more of that. Oh, no, this is very chic. Very business-like.
I want something that'll show off.
Ooh.
It only goes up to 27. Fuck. And I don't mean size 27. Wait.
They have
God,
Richard.
No, it goes up to 18. Size 18.
They have Richard Simmons 60 plus.
Where?
It's under...
Link it.
Health-related.
I'm too excited to type. Just send the link, please.
Okay.
I can't stop. I've done the... This is like the... Tonight, we've recorded the next 3 weeks' worth of shows for me.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh, the soft velour loungers.
It doesn't say Richard Simmons. Where do you
commode liner? Commode liner.
Where do you see Richard Simmons?
I wanted something to show off my legs.
Mode.
Because my legs are sexy.
They're.
Oh my god.
What's 64 inches? How tall is that? How many feet is that? Oh, that's easy. 64 divided by 12.
Yeah.
Let me get my calculator out.
Oh.
64 divided by 12 equals. Oh, Jesus. You.
Herbal liposuction.
It's 5'1/3. Jesus Christ. How tall did you say you were?
Me?
Yeah.
5'8.
Oh my God! So three. What's 3 4? If you were gained 4 more inches on your waist, you're exactly as wide as you are tall. You would be totally round.
Hello.
That's something to aim for.
It is. I aim for that every day. New freedom bladder control. Portable urinal. Here, this is a good category.
What, for when you're sitting at the TV? Do you notice a theme on this website? This website kind of has a theme, if you know what I mean.
Sheath urinal kit. Ooh, that's a good one. What is that?
Pads. Prevail.
Get a full day's activities without incontinence problem. Undetectable system clothing. Under clothing, this system fits like an athletic support and features an adjustable waistband. The sheath holds 5 ounces, while the leg bag holds 20 ounces. One size fits most. Most.
I can beat that. Check this out, honey.
Ooh, honey.
It's a Kegel exerciser. I think they don't say it, but this is obviously all for fat women. I think this is for the prolapse. And you know what I mean? I think this is to push it back in, because that's the Kegel exerciser is for your vagina. What's this sheath urinal kit? Is that what you were just talking about?
The whole.
Get a full day's activities without incontinence problems. Undetectable underclothing like athletic support. And features an adjustable waistband. The sheath holds 5 ounces while the leg bag holds 20. Which.
Oh my.
It's like a flask.
The leg bag.
You got a leg bag? Real. You got your leg bag.
Upsell.
So you're going to wear your day's. Like, you're going to wear your day's worth of piss? All. Like, why?
Hey, no thing.
Oh, I feel bad.
Why? Because we're not going to call the order in.
Because I'm wearing one now.
Oh, my God.
No, it's. I think it's all for. If you don't want to. For people that don't want to get up. I think this is for people that are like Amy, you know? All right. I need to go because you know what? I have to get up in 4 hours. I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. And I have to see the psychiatrist. Great.
We'll make sure to bookmark the web. So that you can know it's a Mew Mew. Mew Mew.
Mm-hmm. What about the lounger with novelty applique? That looks nice.
What?
Novelty
applique.
Tiger gel.
You can get they cats have tiger or gel. Bears. And I think it comes in applique. A big size. Color bears.
What are you applying?
Well, it's only 1X. This is so skinny women-oriented. I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
Moos. Moo-moos. I didn't know that they spelled moo-moo. I thought it was moo like a cow moo. Huh?
No, it's like...
Oh, my God, swimwear. Did you look at this?
Mew.
I want to see the swimwear. And then I'm going. You see the swimwear here, honey. Come on, I can't wait for it to get to me. Hurry.
Will you work my Mew Mew?
Oh, twice. And you're giant. No, okay, here's the... This is... I found the swimsuit I need because I need one of those little skirts that covers up the, you know, the thighs because I got a little bit of hair there.
So yeah. The shape, it's called the Shape Detector Swim Dress by Carol Wehor. You know,
Wehor.
20 women or 18 women? What does that mean? It holds 18 women? How damn. I'll show you the pretty dress. How come it's for fat people, but they don't show any fat people in the pictures? Isn't that stupid?
That's like Big and Tall Casual Male.
They do the same?
They don't. They only show tall people.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to that then. Big. Big and.
I think it's casualmail.com.
Okay. Can you go in there, Rich? Casualmail.com.
Shape detector.
Oh, that's bullshit. Like, why do they do that? They're so. They're like normal sized.
What?
Men's.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that? Do you? Why don't you write them a letter saying, I want to be a model?
I'm sexy enough.
There's got to be some fatty
men. I look good enough.
Or maybe these. I bet these guys think they're.
What website?
George Foreman.
What website?
George Foreman. Grills?
Yeah, he sells clothes there.
Grills?
What website, you fucking bitch?
Grills. Casualmail.com.
I'll show you a casual mail.
Yay. Good.
What are these skinny mans?
Calm down.
And don't buy George Foreman pants because they always rip very easily.
I was about to order. But they only go up to size
16.
They only go up to size 60.
No, they don't.
The doctor pleaded no ripped twill pants do. Which, are the George Foreman we need to go? Maybe they rip because they're too small? You think or no? Let's see, George Foreman. Okay. He's a little bit husky himself.
Sticking
them. Okay, so what am I looking for? These crazy looking shirts or the pants? I'll just look at this George Foreman shirt. See, select size. They only go to 5X.
Some things go to 5, some things go to 8.
Okay, can you search by size?
What goes to 8?
I want to search by size. What kind of casual big and tall is this?
I know.
Yeah, you can search by size.
Is there a casual bigger and taller? Footwear, sleepwear. Sleepwear's got to be big. Yeah, you can what do you call that? Upholstery.
You can get size
7X. What size are you? 7X?
Oh my God, this one goes up to 10X. Whoa.
Where?
The sleepwear, Rilch. 10 fucking X's. Holy hell. Oh, wait, though. No, because then it says, we're sorry, no items were found in this category. Jesus to H and the Christ.
Here's one. This is a big shirt. A big shirt.
This is so stupid.
Generally sized and made of blah blah blah. These sweats are just the thing for working out, for just hanging out. Long sleeve crew neck sweatshirt, reinforced ripped neck, custom waistband. Product apart just for working out or just hanging out. I think it'll probably be just hanging out.
It doesn't hang out.
Likely. What?
It doesn't hang out because I have one of those.
Got it.
Oh!
It's polyester, though. Doesn't that smell?
No.
It says these sweats are just the thing, Cheryl. The thing. Work the thing.
Work Come the on.
Oh, it's code. It's code. They listen to our shows. These sweats are just the thing for working out. What they mean is work the thing.
Work that thing. They hardly have anything in 8X, honey.
It's only $15 for these.
That's a lot of material, too.
They have 10X. How come they don't have
dark anything else in 10X,
or
though.
Granite? They want you to look like a fucking building. It's ridiculous. They do. It's camouflage.
No, Terry, right. Why don't they have anything else in 10X?
Cutter and Buck. That sounds like a brand that would have big boy clothing.
Hello.
Cutter and Buck. It sounds like Blubber and Cunt, doesn't it?
I'm looking up to the
Cutter Buck.
It's immense clothing.
Immense?
Oh, here we go.
Their clothes are really expensive, though.
$10.
Stink hair.
No, for, like, pants, for pants, they're like $50, and that's so expensive.
Cutter and Buck.
I don't know why they would charge that much. That's stupid.
Oh, 42.
Well, it's a lot of material, honey.
Yeah, really. There's all these Chinese that have to sew for years saying, who this fat person I saw this fall?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the Chinese. Get over it.
Fuck you. You are so mean.
Penny.
Poor Penny. Nobody loves her.
No.
Oh, Penny's nice. I like
Thank
Penny.
She needs to
give me a new nervous system.
Why?
I don't know if they do that, but I'll ask her.
Okay,
mine. Okay,
they sell big clothing on
here. I found something for you. Palm Beach Reflex Stretch Panel Pleated Suit Pants. Okay, this can go a 66 or a 64. It's $125,
too small.
Though.
Too small.
No, 64 is good.
I'm not paying that much.
125.
And it's too small.
They have herringbone. Herringbone. What's your height?
Herringbone.
What's your length? The length of the pants.
32,
31,
30.
30, I think.
Oh, no, it's just longer, regular. So it's just regular.
No, I hate when they do that. They're always too long.
So we'll do long. Yeah, you hem them. You do
yeah, that costs money, you fucking bitch.
No, I don't. I get my grandma to do it.
Okay.
Got a grandma. All right,
I don't have no grandma.
We should have a fundraiser for Andy's pants.
Yeah, because I need new pants. I only have, like, one pair that doesn't have a rip in it.
So if you were going to, what size do you think you'll be in a month?
Hopefully 63.
Wow, thanks.
No, you can lose more than an inch in a month, don't you think?
I hope.
How many inches, are your pants looser at all now?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to tell because they have elastic in them.
Okay.
Do you have a tape measure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I need to know what your rate of loss is, because otherwise they'll get you pants and then they'll be too small by the time you get them. Too big, rather.
Well, I'm keeping track of it, like, every month. That way I don't get too disappointed.
Okay, are you sure you don't want to try the loaf scale?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Because my sister's supposed to be buying me a skill somewhere.
So you can date. Sweet. So you can date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell her that you're gay?
Don't tell her that. Don't tell her
Why?
You're gay. Because he's not independent. You can't just tell somebody who lives in the middle of Tennessee and eats squirrel to come out of the closet.
Doesn't your family know that you're gay, honey?
No.
Oh, my God. What a mess. Wow.
Listen, Cheryl, you can't tell him to come out of the closet.
No, I didn't know.
You don't know his situation.
I didn't know he was not out, honey.
Yes, you did. We just talked about
it. No, I didn't.
Well, you were shoving that KY jelly up your laps along with that Tupperware.
Well, Sharon Tampon did give me some Tupperware, so.
How come she gives you all that? Oh, she gave me a nice present. Never mind. I just wish she didn't hate my Chinese friends. That's all you and her conspiring against me. I know you two. I know you.
Yeah, well, nobody likes you, so what's new?
Nobody likes you more, and it's permanent. People don't like me because I'm fat, and I'm working on that. People don't like you because you're ugly, and you can't change that, okay?
Why do people not like me?
Because you're fat.
Okay. I just had to know.
No, actually, you probably are more well-liked than either of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least people think you're funny.
Especially you're nice.
When you're mean. Well, it's very funny when you're mean to me and Rich.
Like
when it's funnier when you're mean to Madge, though.
Yeah.
Because she's really the mean person here.
When you say, who cares? If I say, talk about the serious show, when you say, who cares? That's very funny.
Or the Chinese, or the DVDs.
Yeah, or just fuck off.
Get fucked.
Those are anything you say like that to me is a winner. Practice.
But it doesn't bring my dog back.
Well, it's not going to bring my fucking dead girlfriend back. Or my dead dog back either. What the fuck do you want me to do about it? Shit. You know?
It ain't going to bring my dead lung back either. Oh, my lung. Lung. Oh, someday we'll see you again. Maybe someday in the far future. I don't want one of them's.
Why?
Smoky. Because then I'm going to be so beautiful. And have a disability and be able to get money from the government and have a parking pass. And, hey. What?
A parking penis?
Yes. I get does special it have a beep? Privileges.
Does it make the beep sound when it backs up?
Neep, neep. Now it goes.
This is but see, this is kind of bad because Andy's going to lose weight. But you might still be fat by the time we do our prolapse festival, our Circus of Stars, where Cheryl jumps from prolapse to prolapse in Miami.
I ain't doing nothing like that.
Yes, you are. You said you would. Sheldon's already designing the lapses.
You said you would. Too bad. How much am I getting paid?
Okay, if you have to go to Miami, we'll make sure that your ticket is paid for both of you. Except, Andy, you have to fit into one seat. Or two.
I don't fucking think so,
no,
Mary.
You can get two. He can fit in two seats, but coach. That'd be okay, right? Because you've got short legs.
I only fly first class, number one. Number two, there's many more numbers where that comes from. Fuck you, bitch.
Number two, Cheryl, is duty. What? Number two is duty.
I do it all the time.
No, duty.
What?
Duty.
Duty free.
Number two is duty.
My Regina's duty free. Poopy. You don't gotta pay no taxes, come on. What? What?
Same with your ass?
Your ass. Who cares?
There you go, perfect. That's what I'm talking
about. Thank you. I feel like I'm dying.
Well, go kill yourself.
There you go.
I already did.
Now you're
right. That's why I'm dying. I killed myself a few hours ago.
Thank God.
Excuse me. I love my little bit. What?
I said thank God.
Fuck you, Andy. So, Madge, I hate you, and I'm glad you're going back to Chicago.
Ugh, I'm depressed.
Maybe your shows won't suck now.
It sucks, I know.
Yeah, and maybe I'll go and, you know, eat the bread of Christ tomorrow. You know,
maybe they'll have a repeat of last year with the person with the sign in the Mary and the, you know, the sign of the freeway. Remember that?
I can have a repeat. What a good idea for a podcast, a rerun.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, maybe they'll find another Virgin Mary on the side of the freeway.
Oh, yeah. Cheryl.
What?
Cheryl. Get fucked.
Okay.
All of you, get fucked. Andy, keep going on the diet. Keep good luck on the lose weight. I'm on a diet, too. And thank you more than anything for being fatter than me.
You're welcome.
And you've got fat people fatter than you, too. Just go to obesityhelp.com.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that people that are your weight are showing off how much weight they've lost. Because they're super fat.
Thanks, Matt, for the encouragement. Always the helpful person.
You do have,
so helpful.
Like, you're like, okay, you're probably morbidly obese. Let's be frank. You're morbidly obese. They're like afterlife obese.
You know what I mean? Matt. Oh, you're just morbidly obese. I'm trying to be nice. So they're so obese. Huge. They need a helicopter. You don't. You just need a bulldozer. Put some padding on the bulldozer. It's kind of sharp edges. We don't want it to bruise your lips. Okay. I know.
And some panties. Pants and panties.
You want me to remember pants and panties?
Sanitary period.
You sure you don't want me to remember my sanitary panties? Smells like fish. Smells like jellyfish. Deli fish.
Deli?
You want me to shove a deli pickle in my cunt? It's gonna taste sour. A kosher dill. when I prolapsed yesterday, it looked like a kosher dill pickle.
Oh, God.
Who cares?
But it tasted like one, too. I got down there on all fours, and I bent my neck so I could taste my lips. And I bit my left lip, and then it sat up again, and it was stretched from my pussy to my lips. Ooh. Kosher pickle. Kosher pickle. Anybody want a kosher pickle and a sanitary pad?
Are you done?
Tastes like blood.
Okay. If you're done, we're ending now.
Fallopian tubes.
Oh, thank God, it's about time.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good luck to Antard on his on his fat loss. Hopefully, he'll be down to at least 60 inches. No, let's say 62 inches by next week. He's probably already at 62. He just doesn't know because he's so fat. Dace, hopefully, you'll get new nerve endings. I'll try to ask Penny. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, hopefully.
You won't be ugly.
You won't, right. Stop stealing my lines.
Well, okay. Well, I'll talk to you later, Keegans.
No.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Twice.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.